Business English Power, Episode 39. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei, around the world, online, and in Japan. Thank you so much for downloading and listening today. We've got our monthly recap today. We're going to talk about the three biggest lessons from March, three biggest takeaways, so that if you did miss anything, you can get a quick recap here. But also, when you have time, go back and check out some of those major episodes and lessons that you may have missed. So we're going to dig into that in just one second. Please subscribe to Business English Power if you have not already. Hit follow if you are listening in Spotify or Amazon Music or wherever you are listening to Business English Power. And I would appreciate that very much. It'll help others find the show as well as make sure that you do not miss a single episode. And that is one of the reasons we do the monthly recap, is because you may have missed some. So hey, if you're just joining us for the first time, thank you for that. But please go back and check out some of those episodes that you may have missed. So for today, we're going to touch on three of this month's most important episodes. So we're going to start with, well, first a recap of some of the news topics we talked about. So earlier in the month, we had some big events going on. We had Bitcoin reaching an all-time high. We talked about Shohei Ohtani and his jersey sales in Japan. And little did I know, like right after that happened, he had his recent scandal with gambling. So we may have to come back and revisit him in the near future. And we also have talked about, what was our other news topic this month? The Hong Kong fashion event that was canceled. And so we talked about that as well earlier in March. And so we're going to continue those. We do current events usually on the weekends, usually on Sundays, the first few Sundays of the month. So stay tuned for that coming up in April. We have no changes on our schedule, so we can continue that if those are some of your favorite topics. Again, we always try to talk about current events and news. We also try to do business skills, things that you can utilize right away in your everyday business lives, and also some just general self-help, self-improvement type topics. We talked about the power of good sleep on episode, that was 36. And we've talked about other things like confidence, which is actually one of the things we're going to recap today. So the first thing we want to touch on is we want to go back to earlier in the month. We had an episode, and that was episode number 29, about emails, how to start and end your business emails. Now, specifically, we talked about the openers, or I guess you'd call that the greeting, and the endings, the sign-offs. Okay, so that is, you know, for example, when we start our emails, usually it's going to be Dear Mr. blah, blah, blah. Or it could be as simple as hello or hi. Or if you're in Hawaii like me, aloha. And seriously, people will write that in their emails if you're in Hawaii. And then the end is a sign-off. Okay, so usually we talk about sign-offs like sincerely, best regards, cheers, thanks, you know, something like that right at the end of your emails. And so, of course, in that episode, we go a bit more in depth on when to use each phrase, you know, in terms of formality, if you need to be very formal, or maybe you need to be less formal, or you want to be less formal, depending on the situation. So we go a little bit more in depth on that. So go back and check out that episode. But very quickly, the biggest takeaway from that episode would be, if you, again, to determine the level of formality you need to have, it's really going to depend on how well you know the other person. In other words, your relationship with that person. Are you very close? I mean, do you have lunch together all the time? Or maybe you don't see that person very often, or maybe you have never met before. So that's going to determine your level of formality. And again, when we greet very formally, we're going to typically say Dear Mr. or Dear Miss, and then their last name. And we're never going to say dear Mr. First Name. Okay, so that's one of the common mistakes that I saw a lot in Japan. Also, for a formal sign-off, we're typically going to use sincerely and then your name. Sincerely is the most common American sign-off in a formal sense, at least in my experience and dealings growing up, but also in the business world as well. And then if we want to be less formal, we can use other phrases when we do our greetings. Again, that's going to be hello or good morning, something simple like that. And then for the sign-off, it could be best regards. And then even more casual will be usually thank you or take care or cheers or something like that, right? So again, review episode 29 for more on that one. And that was the first lesson that we wanted to highlight for today's review. Now, the second biggest lesson, the second takeaway from this month was definitely the pronunciation lesson. That one was episode 32. And that was a very popular episode this month. So we're going to continue doing pronunciation because it seems like you guys like that. And it's something that I like to teach as well. Okay, so that one we talked about specifically department names. So if you work at a company, typically most companies have certain departments that are very common, you know, depending on your industry. Typically, most companies have the same type of departments. For example, we talked about human resources, HR. We talked about sales and marketing. We talked about finance and accounting, just to name a few. Okay, so, and we talked about, for, you know, of course, the pronunciation, but also the word stress. And that's really going to help when you start to pronounce things more naturally and sounding more native. So for example, let's just take marketing, for example. Okay, so when you hear marketing, if you had to choose, you know, how many syllables there are in marketing, there's three syllables. Which syllable would the stress receive? The first one, second, or third? Okay, so it's going to be the first syllable, marketing. Okay, so we don't say marketing, right? Or marketing. Okay, we say marketing. Okay, and then so the other parts, the other syllables are going to be less emphasized. So again, we want to start with mar. So make sure you can say that R sound, mar. And then ket. Excuse me. Market. And again, the last part, the ting, is going to use a soft T. So it's more like a hard D sound. So it's going to be marketing. If you put it all together, marketing. Okay? So just a little snippet from the last episode. If you want to review all the other department names that we went over, I think we did about 7 of them. And of course, there's some bonuses in there because a few departments are similar but have different names, like sales and marketing. I count it as one, but there's actually 2 departments typically. So go back and take a look at that lesson, take a listen, and we definitely review your pronunciation because it is important and it's fun. Okay, we'll definitely do more pronunciation as we continue on. The final lesson that I want to highlight this month was a couple of ones after that, which was number 34. So episode 34, we talked about confidence and how to speak with confidence. Now, in that episode, I highlighted a story about a former president of a company that I used to work for. I mean, he might still be the president of the company. I guess former meaning that I used to work for that company. So my former company, the president at the time, and how he came to speak to us when we were new hires. We were just starting our teaching careers in Japan. And he had come and spoke for about 45 minutes, all in English, without pausing or hesitating, very fluently. Now, was his grammar very good? Absolutely not. It was terrible. Was his pronunciation good? Well, not really, but it was definitely good enough to be able to understand him. So depending on what your goal is, if your goal is to go for maximum fluency, he definitely had that. Okay, so again, we don't have to necessarily speak perfectly, but If we are speaking well enough so that the listener can understand us, then fluency just adds on to that in terms of your smoothness and confidence when you are speaking. And so that's why we kind of take some lessons from him. And the big two takeaways from that are, number one, to speak about hobbies and interests and things that you're passionate about. And again, this is not going to be the case every time, obviously, but when you are practicing and still building your confidence, use those things. Okay? Use the hobbies, use the interests that you already have and things that you're passionate about. And when you talk about those, you're naturally going to be more excited. You're naturally going to want to speak about them. And you're going to be speaking with confidence in general already because it's subjects that you very much enjoy. The second takeaway is that you also want to have a lot of repetition. You want to practice again and again and again. And those are two of the elements that the president of the company had done because he was giving the same speech over and over and over. And he became very comfortable with it because he knew he didn't need any notes and he could share that with us in a very confident manner. So for more on that one, check out episode 34 of Business English Power. We had a lot more episodes in March, so go ahead and check those out when you have time. And that's going to wrap up this month. So happy Easter to everybody if you celebrate Easter. And we're going to head on to April, a new month. And be careful for tomorrow if you're listening right on Easter, because tomorrow is, you know what, April 1st. April Fool's Day, as they call it. So be careful, people that are playing jokes on you or playing pranks on you. Just be aware that tomorrow is April Fool's Day. But it means that it's the beginning of a new quarter in the business world. If you're in Japan, that means you're at the beginning of a new fiscal year and a new school year. And so be ready for that. And we're going to kick it off in a very fun way. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting, guys. So thanks so much for listening to this recap of March. Go back and check out those episodes you may have missed. If you're new, thank you so much for listening today. Make sure you are subscribed. Share this with a friend, a family mate, family member, classmate, and a colleague. That would be very much appreciated. Again, my name is Al. I appreciate you guys for listening and coming along the journey so far with Business English Power. We do have some great stuff coming down the pipeline, so be sure to visit businessenglishpower.com for more on that. It's coming very, very soon. I'm really excited to be able to share that with you, and you won't miss anything. Okay, so shoot me an email as well, al@businessenglishpower.com. If you have any questions or just want to share your ideas with me, and I would love to hear from you there. All right, guys, we will end there. Thanks so much, and remember to always level up your learning and level up your business.